Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carvin with your news briefing. Our COVID numbers are down again this morning. We've added 10,013 new infections to the total. There are 323 COVID patients in hospital, 9 in intensive care. There are now 87,103 active cases in the state. 3,550 of those are workers in our health system. The Premier says that number is putting a lot of pressure on an overstretched system.
So that is obviously very difficult for our health system to deal with, and I'd like to express my appreciation to all our hospital staff who are at work dealing with large numbers of patients with large numbers of staff who can't attend work.
The Liberal Party is set to determine its new leader in the next week or so. MP Alan Tudge has thrown his support behind Peter Dutton. He's told Sky News the party needs a strong woman as its deputy.
We've got many to choose from, and there's people like Susan Lee or Jane Hume, Michaela Cash, all very capable people that would be able to assume that role.
A homicide investigation has been launched in Perth's southern suburbs following a fatal stabbing. 42-year-old man confronted a teenager about a bicycle near the intersection of Cam Ave and Goddard Way in Bull Creek about 10:30 yesterday morning. The man received a stab wound to his abdomen and was rushed to hospital where he later died. Anyone with information should contact Crime Stoppers. To sport, and Frio are now gearing up for their toughest challenge, Melbourne at the MCG. It follows yesterday's 36-point loss to Collingwood. Defender Hayden Young says the team is looking forward to running out onto the MCG this Saturday.
It'll be good to get there next week. We're really looking forward to the challenge. Melbourne are in great form, and we think our best footy is good enough, so we just got to get back to what we're good at and hopefully bring it next week.
Listener.